And good morning, everybody. You're listening to the Mighty 690K GGF Kyle High with you this morning. And now joining us in studio today is Lisa Wilson from the Independence Chamber of Commerce. And Lisa, good morning. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. My goodness, it's nice outside, isn't it?
Absolutely. 53 degrees outside, expecting a high of near 80 today. So it's going to be very, very nice. Oh, absolutely. All right. Well, Lisa, got a few things here on the docket, and we're going to go ahead and start it off with some ICC women's basketball tonight as they will be hosting Butler.
That's right. So soak up the sunshine today and this evening head out to the college campus. So the Lady Pirates will take on Butler. I believe the game starts at 6 o'clock. So is this the round one, right?
Well, this is round two. One has already happened. ICC had a bye in the first round since they'd won the conference. So they had a bye into the first round.
Well, I didn't know about the bye. I was out at the last game where they all got their rings, and it was pretty cool. That was an amazing presentation and well-deserved. And so congratulations to the Lady Pirates, and good luck tonight. So hopefully I will get all my things to do marked off my list today so that I can get out to the game and enjoy some basketball this evening.
Absolutely. This Region 6 tournament continues on tonight. Win and you move on, lose and I'm not sure if they're – I don't think the Pirates, Lady Pirates season be over, and even if they lost tonight, they would definitely get an at-large bid for winning the conference.
You can listen to it on the radio, too,
right? That's right. You can hear it on Sunshine 98.9 KQQF. Jeff Carpenter will be on the call tonight, so definitely looking forward to that. It's going to be a lot of fun for the Lady Pirates.
He does a great job.
He does, and he definitely loves ICC, that is for sure, so – All right. The next thing coming up is there's a new veteran services program available at Four County Mental Health.
That's right. So I just want to make sure that everyone is aware of the veteran services available. Retired veteran Lauren Osborne is in charge of this program, and it is at Four County Mental Health at 2715 West Main. They offer veteran services every day, Monday through Friday from 8 to 4, and you can give him a call at 331-1748. I believe you might be able to call 331-3131 as well. But anyway, we just want to make sure that all of our veterans know that there are veteran services available to them, and we want to make sure that everyone is aware of that. So if you are a veteran and you're listening, take advantage of those services. And if you know someone who might benefit, be sure and share that contact information with them.
All right. So also live music night at Dickie's every Wednesday. So that's always exciting.
It is. So lots of music in Independence. You can go to Dickie's on Wednesdays. I believe John Hamblin plays the acoustic guitar many Thursday evenings at Brothers Railroad, the night that they have their pizza specials. So we have great restaurants, lots of great shopping and dining in Independence, and it makes it even better when you get to enjoy some great food and listen to some wonderful music. So there's a couple of different musical options I'm going to be speaking about a little bit later in the interview. But Wednesday evenings, you'll find me many times at Dickie's Barbecue Pit. I love their food, and they have great music. Starts around 6:30, wraps up around 9. A few weeks ago, I was there and listened to a young musician play his guitar. And I wasn't able to go last week, but I heard the music was great. So be sure and check it out. I always go kind of around 6 o'clock, and then I can get my food and enjoy some good conversation, and then just sit and soak up the good music. So it's lots of fun.
Absolutely is a ton of fun. So be sure to head out to Dickie's. Also, another fun place to go on Wednesdays and Thursdays, or any night basically, it is Indie Brew Works.
I know, and I do want to give a special shout out to Indie Brew Works, because Main Street's going to be undergoing some construction, and actually Main Street from about 10th Street to not all the way down to Penn Avenue, but almost down to Penn Avenue. So there are a lot of businesses on that stretch of highway that are going to be affected by road closure and detour. And we visited with all of the businesses. We're working hard to create some good signage so that all the locals know where to go, but all of the people that might not be from Independence or the area will know how to find these businesses. We have a brand new Scooters on the corner, and we are working with them to do some different traffic flows for them during this time to make sure that everyone can continue to get all of their great coffee and drinks from there. And then we also visited with, as I mentioned, all of the businesses that are on both sides of the street from that stretch. They will be tearing up the street and the sidewalks all at one time in an effort to get in and get out. This company that is doing the construction is well known for meeting completion dates, and hopefully the weather will cooperate. It's a four-month project, which will feel like an eternity, and as long as we don't get soaked with spring rains that keep them from being able to progress through the project, we're hoping that they'll wrap up in 4 months. We all just need to, first of all, be patient, because the end result's going to be amazing. Some really great highway, a really great highway stretch right there will be the result. But we all kind of need to rally and help our businesses. So that was the long story about Indie Brewworks. They need us to visit Indie Brewworks, especially during this time of construction, because COVID has been hard on them, and they remain a strong, viable business, but they sure would appreciate some extra love during this time. So you can always go by on Wednesdays and play mixtape music bingo. The rounds start at 7 o'clock, and it's $1 for a card, and it's a lot of fun. On Thursday evenings, they have trivia night, and so that also is a lot of fun. And then I mentioned there was going to be some other musical opportunities this week. On Thursday at the brewery, they will be having, this Thursday, they will be having a special performance by a marimba player, Jay O'Brien, and he's going to be there for a Rush Hour concert at 5 o'clock. So you'll get off work and head down to the brewery and enjoy some great music. And actually, Jay will be performing at First Friday this week as well. So anyway, Jessica and Robert Box and Tim, the one who creates all of the amazing beer in there, they work hard to provide a really, a vibrant place for everybody to hang out. It's a very family-friendly place, and not every small rural community has a brewery, but Independence does. So we want to hold on to that, and we want to support them. So think about taking in some mixtape music bingo or some trivia or even some special music at 5 o'clock on Thursday evening at the brewery.
All right. So again, that's always a lot of fun. And then you talked about it, just kind of mentioned it right before. First Friday coming up this Friday.
I know. So we actually will kick off First Friday with a little teaser from the high school theater department, as they are going to kind of just give us a little mini performance. Their spring musical is Nice Work If You Can Get It, and we'll talk about that later on. But they will be doing, as I mentioned, a little teaser at the beginning. We have four great speakers lined up, and then Jay O'Brien will do a performance at the end. So definitely don't want to miss it. First Friday is open to the community. It is completely free. Everyone is welcome and encouraged to attend. It's every first Friday of the month at the Civic Center from 7:30 to around 9. We always have a business sponsor, and the money that they pay to sponsor goes right to Annie Mae's coffee shop, so that they can provide us with, Terry Trout can provide us with great coffee and some muffins as we enjoy our morning speakers. This month, our sponsor is RSVP for County Mental Health. And so Kathy Shepherd will be there and giving a little 5-minute commercial. And then we have, as I mentioned, four subject matters that we will have speakers be speaking to, four subjects and actually five speakers. So kicking off the speaker lineup will be our city manager and our assistant city manager, Kelly Passour and David Cowan, and they will be giving the City of Independence annual report. They have a lot of really good, valuable information to share. And then after that, we will have the director of the William Inge Theater Festival, Hannah Joyce. She will be in Independence, and she will be presenting around the community. She's going to make a stop at First Friday and talk all about the William Inge Theater Festival that we have not had in a couple of years because of COVID. So we're super excited to have that back, and I've actually invited her to come talk on the radio later in the month as well. And they're very honored to be able to have a two-time Pulitzer Prize-winning playwright, Lynn Nottage, as the honoree. This is the 39th William Inge Theater Festival, and the dates for that are April the 21st through the 23rd, so you can save the date for that. But Hannah will be talking all about the festival. And then we have Moses Rivera. I call him Mo. He is an instructor at Independence High School for the JAG-K program. It's Jobs for America's graduate of Kansas, and he will be talking all about that that program that they have. And then also Chris Kumke, who is new to the community, and he is with Independence Community College's eSports program. So really excited to hear what he has to share. I believe they just had a recent competition where they were potentially national champs, if I have my facts straight. Even if I don't, I know they ranked really high, and very excited to learn more about eSports program. All those people who love to do gaming. Do you like to game?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
You would love to probably hear him. I've seen their facility on the campus, and it's pretty cool. Everything that they have set up for gaming and competition, and then I think what's even more interesting is to know all of the fields and the career paths that kind of weave right into eSports, you know, when they go to
scholarships
college.
I remember my parents always said, you'll never get to college by playing video games. Well, you cannot say that now.
That is true. I think that there are going to be a lot of successful people in the world from playing all those video games, and now all of the career paths that play into that. So be sure and come to First Friday. We would love to see you. It is open to the public, as I mentioned, but also it's on Facebook Live, so you can tune in to the City of Independence's Facebook page, and then we'll share it on the Chamber's Facebook page, Get Independence. They also video it so that we can put it out on YouTube, and we usually have about 80 to sometimes 100 people present. So it's a great way to start your Friday. And so, again, everyone is invited to First Friday this week.
All right. So, again, First Friday coming up this Friday. And coming up next this Friday also will be the St. Andrew's Knights of Columbus. They will be having their fish dinner.
I know, because we talked about this is Fat Tuesday, Shrove Tuesday today, the beginning of Mardi Gras. So this Friday, St. Andrew Knights of Columbus will begin hosting their Friday night fish dinners at the Parish Center, 5:30 to 7:30. And they make some great fish, let me tell you. So you should check this out. They offer catfish, hush puppies, coleslaw, and fries for only $10. You can dine in, or you can just carry it out, take it home. There will be a free will donation for beer, wine, and soft drinks. And they will be doing this every Friday, starting this Friday, March the 4th through April the 8th.
All right. So, and I love me some catfish, by the way.
That's good.
That's probably about my all-time favorite fish right there. I remember catching one as a kid, and the thing was bigger than I was. All right. And, of course, if you're ready for some more entertainment at ICC, when it comes to the theater department, well, they got you covered there as well.
They do. They have some wonderful opportunities on the campus of Independence Community College. The theater department will be presenting Crimes of the Heart. This production is directed by Paul Molnar, and the curtain goes up at the William Inge Theater this week, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. The performances start at 7 in the evening, and they even have a Sunday matinee at 2 o'clock. All performances are free, so it's a great way to get the family, get your friends, and go out and enjoy some wonderful theater.
And also out there at ICC at the Fab Lab, there will be an advanced quilting class beginning next month. Or well, actually this month. I can't believe it's March already.
I know. Isn't that crazy? So, yes. So there's and you mentioned the keyword is advanced quilting class. This is for people who have already started their quilting talents and expertise. So it'll be Saturday mornings from 9 to 1 starting this Saturday through March the 12th. And all of the quilters will be gathering out at Fab Lab ICC. And you can register. The cost to register is $60. And you can just register at fablabicc.org. And you can also give them a call out there, and they can answer any questions, 332-5499.
Recycling. That is happening as well.
Yes. I think the weather's going to be nice. Oh, yeah. From 8 to 12 on the first Saturday of every month, the city opens the recycling station. You can drop off all of your recyclables, paper, plastics, glass, aluminum, tin. I just might mention to make sure that that you do separate your plastics. And I believe that they only take, and I don't have my flyer in front of me, I'm sorry, there are limited plastics that they do take, and they do need to be sorted. So they take number ones, number twos, and twos happen to be cloudy and solid colored both. So if you have cloudy jugs, they need to be in a bag. And if you have solid colored jugs, they need to be in a bag. So just ones and twos. And I know it's stinky that we can't take all plastics, but what happens is you bring them out there and then they have to end up just throwing them in the trash because we don't have a business that will take any of the plastics right now besides ones and twos. So please sort your plastics and sort all of your other recyclables and take them out to the recycling station at 21st and Maple the first Saturday of the month from 8 to 2, which is this weekend.
All right. And then it's time for some chili out there at Independence High School for the FFA.
I know. This is a good group of kids. They're raising some money. So this is their annual chili cook-off and auction. It'll be this Saturday, the 5th, at the Independence High School cafeteria from 5:30 to 8:30. Admission is $7 for adults and $5 for kids 12 and under. It will be a great opportunity to enjoy some really good chili. And they're also going to have a live auction that begins at 7 o'clock. So, and back up at 6:30, they even have a silent auction. So anyway, skip cooking that night and just go and enjoy some great chili and support all of those wonderful kids at Independence High School FFA.
Or you can go ahead and get the chili, eat the chili, and then head on over to the show over at ICC. I mean, there you go. That's a night out right there. So,
and no kidding. And the ICC show is free, so you can have some dinner for between $5 and $7 a piece and head out to the college. And that's a pretty affordable date or family night, isn't
exactly.
it? Yeah.
Yeah, it is. So a fun night. And then the very next day, well, it's time for the annual spring tea at the museum.
This is really fun. They do this on an annual basis. It's a fundraiser for the Independence Historical Museum and Art Center. And they, as you mentioned, will be having their spring tea this Sunday from 1 to 3 in the gallery. They serve hot tea, cold tea, hors d'oeuvres, and desserts, along with silent auction items and some live musical entertainment. I believe they're still taking reservations, so call 331-3515, and it's $20 a person. Again, it is a fundraiser, and it's really fun because they have all of the tables are individually decorated, and so there's beautiful china and plates, and they all have a decorated theme. And so it's a real eclectic mix of everyone's finest china and teapots of all kinds. And the tea is from freshly brewed from Magnolia Scents by Design. They have amazing loose teas in that store. And so they always bring over lots of really good tea to serve at the tea. So we just encourage everyone, if you're looking for, again, something fun to do on Sunday that, I mean, how many times do you have an opportunity to go to a formal tea? Probably not often. So this is a great way to enjoy something different.
All right. And also happening this Sunday evening as well in downtown Independence at the Booth Hotel will be the Independence Community College Orchestra.
That's right. So back to all of your ideas about fun things to do. You can do all of the chili and theater experiences on Saturday, and then on Sunday you can enjoy a high tea experience, and then walk a few blocks basically over to the Booth Hotel and enjoy some really nice music that will start at 6:30. The setting will be at 210 West Main, as I mentioned, in the beautiful historic Booth Hotel. And this will feature Orchestra Honors Day students and high school students and the guest artist Jay O'Brien on percussion. Again, admission is free, and this performance is brought to you by the Independence Community College Orchestra. You just can't beat it. They're a talented group of musicians, and I'm sure it's going to be a beautiful night of music.
Yeah, and once again, you'll get to see Jay O'Brien again as well. I mean, you get to see Manani Brew Works, and then you'll get to see him at this as
That's
well.
Right.
So, a lot of fun. Also, mark your calendars for Saturday, March the 12th, for the Independence Main Street St. Patty's Day Pub Crawl.
Yeah, so this is always fun, too. This is a crowd favorite. Saturday, March the 12th, Independence Main Street will host the downtown St. Patty's Day Pub Crawl, and everyone is invited to join together at Turbo's, at Indie Brew Works, the VFW, Uncle Jack's, Brothers Railroad Inn, and Dickie's Barbecue Pit. You can buy your $5 pub passes at Main Street at 109 East Main, or you can pick one up at the Chamber office at 616 North Penn Avenue. And again, you buy that pub pass, and then you go around to all of those bars and restaurants, and you get your pub pass punched, and then you throw them in at the end of the night for a drawing, and they give away lots of Main Street gift certificates. So it pushes that money right back into the heart of our downtown, and it's a fun night, always is.
Absolutely. And so again, that's always a big thing. And also, the Independence High School Drama and Vocal Music Department will be having their spring musical coming up here later in March.
Yeah, so you do want to go ahead and put this on your calendar so you realize that there's lots more fun things happening later in the month. You know, right now it's really busy. Then we're going to have spring break, and then the high school musical will happen. So Independence High School's Drama and Vocal Music Department will be presenting the spring musical, as I mentioned earlier, Nice Work If You Can Get It, Friday and Saturday, March 25th and 26th at 7 in the evening. And they, too, will be having a Sunday matinee performance on March the 27th at 2 o'clock. All performances are held at the Independence High School Performing Arts Center. General admission tickets are $8. And if you want to see a teaser for that, show up Friday morning at First Friday, and you'll see a little mini version of that. So a great way to support the theater and vocal music department at the high school. These are talented, really talented kids. So, and many of them, you know, are seniors. This is their last opportunity to perform. So carve out some time and go see a great show.
And also coming up on the 26th, around that same time, will be the After Prom Bingo.
Okay, I love After Prom Bingo. So you got to make sure you put this in your schedule, too. You don't want to miss this. It's always a fun night. I mean, I love personally to play bingo, and then this is always fun because it's a great fundraiser for high school students. We know that it sometimes is a dangerous time, so the school works really hard to put on an after prom experience to keep all those kids safe after the prom is over. And it does cost a lot of money, so they're doing this fundraiser to raise some money. It will be Saturday, March the 26th at the Independence High School cafeteria. $10 donation in advance, or you can pay a $13 donation at the door. And your admission includes 10 cards, and you can play 3 games per card. And then you can buy additional cards also for $5. And then they have special games as well throughout the night. And you can buy tickets at Magnolia Sense by Design or at the high school. And the evening starts out, though, at 5:30 when the concession stand opens up. And then they play these mini games that are, if I remember correctly, cost like $1 to play. And they play those starting at 6 o'clock. And then regular bingo starts at 7. And so what happens is if you bingo, then you get to go up to this long table that has all of these gift baskets on the table, and you get to basically pick whatever you want off of the winning, you know, the table with all of the winnings on there. So it's a fun night. I love to go. My sister usually goes, and my daughter and my mom, and we have a great night. So put that on your calendar for later in the month, Saturday, March the 26th.
Also coming up at the end of March into June is the Small Business and Entrepreneurial Empowerment and Development, also known as SEED.
That's right. That's a mouthful, isn't it? So it has a really cool logo, as you mentioned, SEED, Small Business and Entrepreneur Empowerment and Development. Will be Wednesdays at the Fab Lab, 6 to 8 in the evening, starting on March the 30th, and it will run through June the 1st, as you mentioned. You can get more information about this on the website at www.seed-initiative.com. And this is a 10-week program designed for rural entrepreneurs and business owners that are in the beginning stages of starting their business or have an existing small to micro business that just wants to grow and develop their skills. And SEED will introduce and in some cases even kind of refresh participants on 8 core business management concepts. So I'll read these off to you. Small business management, marketing and branding, human resource fundamentals, legal essentials, technology, customer-centric and sales, and financial analysis strategy. So that's all of those are very important to the success of every small business. So if you're listening and you need a little refresher course, this would be great to sign up for. And if you are listening and you're wanting to dip your toe into entrepreneurial mindset or venture, be sure and sign up. The Independence Community College Fab Lab has a lot of wonderful opportunities when it comes to small business startups, so be sure and check it out. Again, you can go to seed-initiative.com, or you can also email them at info@seed-initiative.org.
And one of the last things we're going to talk about is another Save the Date. It's always a popular event happening in Indy, and that is the William Inge Theater Festival.
Yes, so mark this on your calendar, April the 21st through the 23rd, and they haven't had the festival in a couple of years, so they're pulling out all the stops. It's going to be bigger and better than ever. They have invited in and will be honoring a 2-time Pulitzer Prize-winning playwright, Lynn Nottage. How many times do you have an opportunity to be in front of someone like her? So you want to definitely buy a ticket, buy a pass to the official Theater Festival of Kansas. That's what we get to claim at the William Inge Theater. So again, they have lots of ticket information on their website. It's ingecenter.org. You can also give them a call at 332-5491. You can show up at First Friday this week at 7:30 to 9, or tune in on Facebook Live, and you'll hear Hannah Joyce talk all about the festival and all of the wonderful things that will be happening during those days, while we have a lot of playwrights and honorees and talented individuals in our community.
And like I said, they haven't had it in a few years. I remember back in 2020, I interviewed Joy was one of the people I interviewed, talked about the William Inge Festival. And right before, probably about a month before it's supposed to happen, well, we know what 2020 was.
That's
one of the worst years ever. And it canceled that, and I think it was canceled last year. But back this year, definitely excited for that, because I love me the theatrical arts. It's always a lot of fun. Those people are so talented, a lot more talented than I am. So, all right. Well, Lisa, if anybody has any questions about what we've talked about today, or maybe maybe they have a business in Independence and they would like to join the chamber, how can they get a hold of you?
You can always call the chamber office at 331-1890. You can check out our Facebook page at Get Independence. Our website is indkschamber.org. And we also have a community calendar where we list a tremendous amount of the activities that are going on in the community. So if you have something that you would like listed on the community calendar, or you would like us to give you a little shout out and plug on the radio, I'd be happy to do that.
Absolutely.
And also, if you're a business and you would like to be a part of the business community and have a membership through the Chamber of Commerce, please give us a call. You can apply online on our website. You can give us a call. I can swing by your place of business and visit with you and drop off an application. We'd love to have you.
All right. Well, Lisa, I appreciate you coming in today. And you get out there, enjoy the rest of the day. It's going to be a beautiful day. It's going to be a beautiful week here in Southeast Kansas. So definitely looking forward to that. And thank you so much for stopping by today. We appreciate it.
Thank you for having me. You enjoy the day as well.
All righty. We're going to go ahead and take a break. And when we come back, we'll restart Open Line. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF here on this Tuesday morning here in Southeast Kansas.